Well, I'm here today to try and get the decorations out of this here closet so Grandma can get them put up.
Hey, Grandpa, what are you doing? I've been looking all over for you.
Turning blue? Yes, I might be turning blue a little bit. I've been carrying these decorations out of here for your Grandma.
Yes, I know. Grandma told me you were here, and I came right over to help you out. I love this time of year. I get all excited about the snow, the trees, and most of all, the gifts.
Lifts? Yes, you have to do several lifts, but if you lift with your knees and not your back, you'll be okay. A healthy young lad like you will be a big help.
Thanks, Grandpa, but I said the gifts. I like Christmas because of all the gifts that I will receive. Last year, I got a ton of great gifts. The best one gift I got was an Xbox and some games.
Train? That isn't the train. That's me breathing. I'm just about out of breath. I need to sit down and take my supervisory stance in that chair over there. It's about time for you to use the rest of your hands and not just those fingers on that there Xbox remote.
You go right ahead and sit down, Grandpa. Take a break. I can do this moving and heavy lifting. Wow, you and Grandma have a lot of decorations. You guys must really love Christmas to be putting up this many decorations on the tree.
You want to sit on my knee? Ha ha ha! Aren't you a little bit too old to be asking Santa for some gifts? Besides, my knees are not like they used to be, and I don't think they could take the strain of someone of your, stature.
Grandpa, you are so funny. I didn't say sit on your knee. I said I like the decorations that are going on the tree. And yes, I am too old to believe in Santa. I stopped believing about him almost 2 years ago. I know exactly where the gifts come from and why I get them. I know that by being good all year will give me a better chance at getting a gift that I want the most.
Toast? No, I don't want any toast, but I do want to tell you what's important about Christmas. I think you're on the right track, but you're pulling up the wrong station. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Christmas is important, but not for the reasons everyone has made it over the years.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Well, you've been telling me what you think Christmas is all about. I see that you seem to think that the snow, the singing, the gifts are important, but I don't think you understand why you think that.
But they are important, Grandpa. I enjoy giving gifts to everyone, and I also enjoy receiving them from everyone. I get a good feeling when someone opens a gift that I bought them, and I see how excited they are to get it. And when I open a gift that someone gives me, and it's exactly what I wanted, I am too excited. I don't know what else there is to Christmas, but that good, warm feeling.
Shilling? Yes, we used to earn and spend about a shilling a day on gifts that we gave, but that isn't what it's all about. Sure, you feel all warm and snuggly when you give a gift to someone, but you also get that same feeling waking up next to a grizzly bear. But it doesn't mean everyone should do it. It just means you wake up there, but you don't know how you got there. Christmas is the same way. Everyone thinks they know what's all about, but they really don't. Over the years, they've decided to place an X in place of Christ. Instead of Christmas, they want to say Xmas. If only they knew that they knew what they were doing. But like every good treasure hunt, X always marks the spot. So all they're doing is marking a big X on the most important part of Christmas, Christ.
Grandpa, I sort of know what you're talking about, but I still don't understand why the gifts are not important.
The gifts are a part of Christmas, but not the most important part. The most important part of Christmas is Christ, the day he was born in the manger. God sent his only son to earth to be born here for a reason. That reason is why you and I are here. Jesus had a very special reason to be born, and that reason is our salvation.
I have heard Mom and Dad talk about this, but I don't quite understand it. Tell me more, Grandpa.
Well, Jesus was born so he could one day be crucified on the cross for our sins. He knew that man would never understand the true meaning of sacrifice until he, Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, was made. When he died on the cross, it showed us the true meaning of giving. It shows us that during Christmas, it's all about the spirit of giving, but not in the giving of gifts that you think. It's about celebrating the birth of our King, our Savior. It's about remembering the sacrifice that he was and the great gift of love that he gave to us and continues to give us each and every day.
Wow! You know, I never thought of it that way, Grandpa. I have also thought it was about giving the gifts, but I never looked at it from that way before. You think that because I believed it was about the gifts and not about Christ, I will get in trouble?
Shovel? Well, you can get that shovel out after you get these decorations carried downstairs. I can tell you right now that snow is an important part of Christmas, at least when you have a shovel in your hand.
I love the snow. I love building a snowman. I love sledding, and I love making snow angels.
The bangles? I don't know if walking like an Egyptian will help you out when you're shoveling snow, but you could try if it makes you feel better. Walk like an Egyptian. Oh yeah, walk like an Egyptian.
I am so excited about finding out the true reason for Christmas. I can't wait until I tell Mom and Dad. Grandpa is so awesome. I will have to buy a very special gift for him.
I heard that. Make sure it's a lightweight 7-foot graphite rod with a stiff backbone and a medium fast tip. And don't forget the lures.